Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 12th of May, recording at 9:37 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights today. And Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit firmer. And we saw a similar pattern among the European markets. An exception was the Swiss market index, which was down on the day, 1.35%. Wall Street was interesting. Wall Street opened with a small gain and traded around there for an hour or more, but then picked up steam and closed with gains of over 1% here, 1.76% on the NASDAQ Composite Index. Now, long-dated government bonds weakened, reversing some earlier gains that we had seen, particularly in the U.S. Treasuries. And the U.S. dollar is a little easier in here today. That helped silver a bit more than the other metals. Gold's actually down slightly as I speak. It's currently at 882, having been firmer last week. And foods are mixed. The main story here, and during a fairly quiet day, was crude oil, which is down $2, just over $2, to $123.89 on the WTI crude. Natural gas falling back as well, down 26 cents. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the rise in the price of crude oil last week is very, very persistent on a daily basis. That spooked stock markets a little bit, didn't lead to any panic selling, but it certainly checked the rallies. And crude's down a couple of dollars in here today, and stock markets are firmer. Veteran subscribers will remember that I've said for a long, long time that one of the really bearish factors for stock markets would be a spike in the price of crude oil. Well, I wouldn't call this a spike, but we've had persistent strength in the crude oil price within an overall upward trend that has steepened somewhat. And you may also recall my comment that I felt that it would be difficult for oil to get above the sort of 120 to 125 region without at least a ranging pause, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that at this time. Oil looks a little bit overextended to me, and that's not the first time I've said that recently. It's looked a bit overextended to me ever since we got to that $120 level. But the important point here is that the chart is still consistent with that staircase upward trend that you can see most easily on the daily chart. And oil is still very much in a secular bull market, I would maintain. But at the moment, it does look a bit overextended. But what we can pretty well conclude is that if oil continues to surprise on the upside, that will remain very much a headwind for global stock markets. Now, among stock markets generally, the European markets are impressive for their overall resilience here recently. They are ranging near those February highs or a little above those same levels. Now, if they break down out of those trading ranges, then that will certainly interest, and I'm talking about the little trading ranges of the last week or two. If they break down out of those ranges, that will certainly excite the bears a bit. Conversely, if we see them break up out of those ranges, and I'm going to give that side the benefit of the doubt because they have been trending trending higher recently, despite, or at least until the oil price really became a front page story once again. But if we get upward breaks, then I think that that will pull some of the momentum players back into the market, or other people who are sitting on fairly high cash reserves would be tempted to come back in, or feel compelled to come back into stock markets. Now, let's look at the downside risk here. If we see a pullback into the ranges, technically that would just be signaling an extension of the overall patterns. I noticed some bearish reports covering crossing my desk here. That's not all that unusual, an event for the last few months. But technically, I want to repeat something that I mentioned in Friday's Big Picture audio, and that is that as long as these stock market indices do not take out those early April lows, then I don't think we need to be too worried. In other words, I know there are lots of people around saying that stock markets are going to go a great deal lower. One always has that type of sentiment following what has been a frightening period and a pretty major sell-off for many, although not all of the world's stock markets. But the great thing about the technical evidence that we're able to monitor on a day-to-day basis is that none of those forecasts can come true without breaking the progression of rising lows that we're seeing on a fair number of charts. So therefore, I mean, one can argue the fundamentals both ways around. I think people overreacted in terms of the extent of the credit crisis. I suspect that they will be overreacting in terms of the extent of the profits downgrade or the global GDP growth slowdown. And I think that they perhaps underappreciate the amount of liquidity following some pretty smart deleveraging and raising of cash generally that has occurred on the part of investors. But the fact is, nobody knows what's going to happen out there. We can only try to make an educated guess. But I'll let the charts do the talking. As long as those April reaction lows hold on the major indices, then as far as I'm concerned, what you see is what you get, and we'll get more sideways to higher ranging overall. And in terms of trading these positions, well, last week I got stopped out of a few positions where I've been running tight stops. What's doing best right now among the positions I hold? Brazil, the Brazilian ETF, although the Swedish OMX market isn't doing that badly either. But the interest in foods, the interest in crude oil, Brazil isn't a major crude oil producer yet. But of course, they've got that big offshore discovery, so that's generating a lot of interest. And resources markets have been very, very strong, generally. Okay, what about some of these other markets? Well, bonds will continue to take their cues from these long-dated government bonds, that is, will continue to take their cues from stock markets with prices moving in the opposite direction. And to repeat a point that I've made all along, while investors fear, or particularly fear, a global economic slowdown, then the long-dated yields perhaps won't back up all that much. But you know, this is finely balanced between concern over global economic slowdown and the credit problems, earnings problems, and on the other side, the inflationary expectations. And I do expect inflationary concerns to eventually weigh on those long-dated government bond prices, as you know. But when I look at the charts, I'm not ready to run in and short any of those just yet. Bond prices had come down fairly sharply. That's when I came out of my long-dated JGB short position, and I'd like to see a little more technical evidence on my side, I think, to re-enter some of those positions. I'll bide my time on this. This is a story that's going to play out over years, not days. And what else to mention here? I think that's pretty much it. Resources markets very much to the fore. Resources prices are not necessarily to the fore, or not necessarily all that strong. The really strong ones, of course, have been the oil complex, but that's down today. And among the agricultural commodities, it's been corn that's been the steadiest recently. Among metals, it's been tin, although that looks pretty overextended and on top of an accelerated overall upward trend. Among precious metals, platinum remains the firmest, and that could be an important signal because it's been a leader on so many occasions. I think that's pretty much it for the day, but a little bit better action by stock markets following the weakness that we saw, mild weakness that we saw last week. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.